Today, we have an unexpected problem.
I don't remember what the unexpected problem was. I'm going to be honest. The titles, you know, this week.
What?
I didn't enjoy them.
Unexpected problem fits perfectly with half of that episode.
Who is the unexpected problem?
It's not who. It's
Oh. You know, I kind of totally forgot that happened. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even associate that with the episode. That was almost like a dream. That was a true dreamlike
literally
sequence.
Literally just watch that, Dotto.
It was a true dreamlike sequence. I didn't really think about it like that. Mine's been other places, man. I've just been focused on
when
other
I
things.
Tell you guys that we just wrapped watching that episode. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It has probably barely been 180 seconds.
I've been thinking about other things, bro. Other things have been on my mind.
Okay.
Like, you know, we played some Lego Fortnite today.
We did play Lego Fortnite with my son, my six-year-old.
He likes Lego Fortnite, so...
I mentioned it. I kind of just made a joke, but, like, with kids, that's not really, like, you know, it was just a joke at dinner. And he's been talking about it ever since 2 days ago when I mentioned it. And so, and I heard him. He didn't even know I could hear it. And he was talking about how he was really excited to play with us. And so I was like, we literally have to make this happen. So, anyway, we just got through playing Lego Fortnite with my kiddo. We were playing the Star Wars section.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I'm not even going to lie to you.
We did a raid. We did like a little mini like cave raid thing. And we got Dotto a lightsaber.
My favorite part was not only was that the plan, but also he was talking about all the other stuff he wanted to do, like build a car and jump a ramp. And I was just like, yeah, dude, let's build a car and jump a
Dotto
ramp.
Dotto had no idea what
but
he was.
But it turns out once I loaded in and got to the camp, Nana, you are the keeper of supplies.
Yeah.
And
we did not have the supplies for that.
The supplies were a little low at Camp Nanogenics. It was, you know, I did have enough for a shield and sword. I appreciate that. We did have to go grind a few things, took an adventure down to a beach. But after that, yeah, it was really mostly just a Star Wars-focused adventure.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of time for cars and ramps.
Now that you know, that's the thing with games like that. Like when you think like games like Minecraft, you think games like Lego Fortnite, any of those games where it's definitely requiring you to go gather resources and do things. It is one of those experiences that it is meant to sink hours upon hours upon hours. You want to build a car? Okay, well, guess what? Unless you were already sitting on tons and tons of resources that you already put all the time invested in before, that's going to take you like 5 hours of actual in-game time to unlock the ability to make the things you need to build these parts to then do the car thing. Like it's never a just like, let's go and build a car and 10 minutes later you have a car.
I didn't even think it was going to be all that. I really thought it was going to be like plank of wood, build, wheel, 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 wheel. That's a car.
The only
Maybe
reason
a rocket pack on the back.
The only reason we're even able to build a car at the time that we can is because in the Star Wars section, it's giving us some
free
items
pieces
that we couldn't have gotten otherwise. Like glass. Glass is a very like, higher level item than we have.
High tier glass?
Yeah, because it requires you to go get resources to refine down into glass, of course. But we haven't even made it to the caves that would allow us to even get and unlock that item to even refine it into glass.
It was a pretty packed village. I'm not going to lie. You've gotten pretty far in the Lego Fortnite scheme of things. Got
kind of far. When you're playing with a six-year-old, it's just so different. And like, I don't want to play on my own too much because I want to make sure all the experience is completely together. You know, like I'm not trying to, for him to come back on and I built like an entire like castle without him or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
You
don't want to be
the
doing
whole
that.
Point of that is to have that like experience with him. So we've played now with you. We've played with my wife. We've played with my sister-in-law. So like it's been a very social experience. Did you have fun?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed the Lego Fortnite for what it was. I did take that adventure. There was blasters in the game, too. I was more of a gun guy. I was wielding. I was wondering what I was hearing. Nano is over here on old school World of Warcraft. I was hearing some wins. That looks pretty good on there. I'm not going to lie. The graphics look pretty fine. But I guess it is old school World of Warcraft.
This is a bit that you could have heard about in our reaction on top of other bonus content that you can get by becoming a key member.
Is it a bit if you actually are playing World of Warcraft?
It's not.
During
I guess
work
it's
hours?
Not a bit anymore.
It's not a bit. You're playing World of Warcraft during work hours. Toasty, if you could run a quick sizzle reel, I just really want to talk about this during the sizzle reel. That maybe just not in such a public space.
Team members, we are here because there is a new Diamond trailer.
Yeah,
dude. Be honest with me, Donald. Have you ever done anything while we were reacting to an episode of Dragon Ball Z?
There was.
Be honest. Someone commented and said, "I see something in reflection of Donald's eyes." That's not the anime.
And another. You are so lucky. My therapist told me I can't be doing this anymore. All right, but if you're going to work,
you don't understand.
If you're going to work on key moments,
my guild leader said I had to be on right now.
If you're going to work on key moments, you should be focused.
Can you talk to my guild leader for me?
Give me his IGN. I will talk to him.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't want you participating in that DKP rate at all.
I'm literally going to get a 50 DKP minus if I'm not there.
It's during work hours, dude. It can't.
I have to be the one that handles on the whelps on the left side and the even side.
Dude.
You don't understand, man. If we don't wipe Onyxia tonight, then we can't move on to the next one.
This is really affecting the work relationship a lot more than I think you're giving it credit for.
Well, you message him and I'll
get it taken care of. I can fix this.
Do you want to run the raid for me? I know you're a huge fan.
No, I'm good. I quit that stuff years ago. Like years ago, dude.
I haven't been able to.
It just hurts to see somebody else go through
it. It's been a pressure point in my life beyond even just key moments, too. So.
Yeah, I heard some stuff through the walls, but I guess we should, if you can do that and focus on the podcast, then.
Lego Fortnite, though.
Lego Fortnite was great. It was great. And that's not the only thing that distracted me today. I did get to try out a new pizza place. We did have a pizza party. We've discussed that a few weeks past. But pizza was good. I'm pizzaed out. I'm chilling. I had to fill my bellies with a few diet sodas, a couple of waters.
Oh, you said you were going to eat more pizza.
I might get more pizza.
I was banking on you eating more of it.
Yeah, I probably will.
I'm probably going to eat one more piece too.
But yeah, I mean, it's a...
The box is too big to put in the fridge. So it has to be all eaten, you know?
Of course. Wouldn't be a pizza party if all the pizza wasn't gone. But yeah, so that's really what I meant. That was my unexpected surprise of the day. Was that the title of the episode? Did I nail that right? Or
it was an unexpected problem.
Fuck. Well, we were close enough. Unexpected problem of the... No, I can't. There's no segues here.
Of the Let's Play series? Is that what you're about to say?
No, we didn't. We haven't filmed any Let's Plays.
We filmed
one for a Patreon
several weeks back, but
yeah, I mean it's been a while ago now. Like I don't even think about that as recent, so it just kind of left my mind.
Yeah,
but any unexpected problems in your life recently?
Battery died on a car.
Damn, what's that process like?
Just charged it.
Oh, okay. Got it taken care of.
Replaced it.
The car or the battery?
The battery. Don't just replace a car when the battery's dead.
I was just checking.
That is OD. I guess if you drove an electric car, because if it's not under warranty or something and you're having to replace the batteries in an electric car, I'm sure that is very, very, very expensive.
Mm. Yeah, no,
I don't drive any electric vehicles yet, though.
Hey, man, pretty good. Life's pretty good on the electric side of things, man.
Like, I'm very much so, you know. I drive a stick shift. I like driving a stick shift. And that's not something you have with an electric vehicle. So like, it's going to be probably a long time before I really adopt an electric vehicle. I mean, I will eventually, because eventually they're all going to be that, because we're going to at some point run out of gasoline, I'm sure, at some point, you know. But I will hang on to a gas powered vehicle for as long as I can.
Because I thought you were specifically about to say, I will hold on to my gas guzzler for as long as I can.
I'm
going to use plastic straws and paper napkins, bro. That's what it is.
We do try our best to like use all kinds of reusable things. Like we really do.
I can see that. I've seen the progress over here in the Santa Monica studio.
So that is something. I mean, like, yeah, we have reusable containers in this room right now. Minus. No free plugs.
I mean, you can recycle some aluminum cans, dude.
That's true.
That's super easy stuff.
You are, in fact, spitting. Okay, so you know what? I wanted to bridge one thing.
Okay.
That is related to the episodes that we watched today. What's up? We're key moments. We do a Dragon Ball Z rewatch sometimes.
We're introing now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fine.
Is that not
cool? No, I mean, go ahead. You have full permission.
I think I asked this, but I can't remember what your answer was. Have you seen Passengers?
No.
So it is a 2016 movie. I wonder if that was my wife texting me. Hang on.
It's people in space, though.
Oh, no.
Huh? Huh.
My wife had to cut her walk short because her shoes were rubbing blisters on her. It's never fun.
That's unfortunate.
Blisters suck. Anyway, are you aware of what Passengers is and why I would even think of it?
No, but it's like two people in space.
Yeah. So basically what the quick short of it is we're in a world where we can now leave Earth.
Okay.
And go to other planets.
Like tourism or for like living? Like
to actually live.
Okay.
So in this world, Earth is very expensive because we're running out of resources. So it is actually smart to go to another planet. And the main character being Chris Pratt, his whole thing is he's a mechanic and he's it's very expensive to do this. But then if you're like a mechanic or someone that has like a job like that, electrician stuff, that's, you know, very common and needed,
spaceship focused,
then you can they actually go to the new colony on a different planet and be like a mechanic on the new planet,
like a normal mechanic.
Then you can just get on board and go. But the thing is unlike Goku, where he's traveling past, he's blazing past planets in 6 days to get to Namek from Earth, this is a like 120 year long journey.
Damn.
Yeah. So in the midst of getting to the new planet, they go through a meteor, like a meteor field, hits the ship. The ship then wakes up Chris Pratt's character 90 years early.
So he's screwed.
So it's only been 30 years. But you're in like a hibernation state. Like you wake up and you're the same age you were when you left, right?
I'm saying is there any way for him to get back to sleep?
That would be low-key spoilers.
Okay. Well, I guess that's probably the plot of the movie, huh?
But the thing is he can't get anywhere because it's all tied to access. Because he's just in terms of his access to places on the ship, he's like very low life, right? Because he can't get into the captain's quarters to look at what's going on with the ship or doing any of that. And so he's just alone for like a year. And eventually he wakes up another passenger, like on purpose, because he is a mechanic. So he figures out how to work the hibernation machines, and he wakes up Jennifer Lawrence's character, which became like a very controversial aspect of that film because he just kind of sort of like potentially took her life if they can't get back into like hibernation.
Yeah.
Waking someone up early before they're going to get there. Like they are literally going to die. Anyway, they finally figure out like, hey, there was a meteor that went through the ship, and they have to go outside the ship with one of those things attached to their spacesuit and fix
it. That's how you exactly brought it back
like Goku. In today's episode.
Okay. Passenger fans like, yes, yes. I was waiting for a Passenger reference in the podcast. I can't believe it happened.
I unironically love this movie.
Damn. Out of 10?
For me, it's like a 9. I really enjoy this movie. Wow. I like the OST. Listen, if you listen to this podcast, you already know.
All he cares about is music.
I like the OST a lot in this movie. I'm a huge fan of J-Law. And Chris Pratt's fine. And also Michael Sheen is in this movie.
Who's Michael Sheen?
Michael Sheen is...
relative to Charlie Sheen?
Is he? No, he's not.
Oh.
But he's Lucien from the Underworld series, if you've seen those.
Nope.
He's the werewolf from those.
Nope.
He's in like Breaking Bad.
Maybe. I've seen Breaking Bad. That's when I've seen that one.
Have you seen Tron?
Nope.
He's in Tron.
Okay. Maybe any more? Maybe we can get another Breaking Bad hit. 1 out of 3 so far.
Oh, shit. Did I say Breaking Bad?
Oh, don't take the only one I got away from me now. Come on. Now you can't do that. That's against podcast rules.
Did I say Breaking Bad?
Yeah, dude. You said Breaking Bad? Unless I'm fucking crazy, but I'm pretty sure you said Breaking Bad.
I don't think I said Breaking Bad.
There's no way.
Did I just read it? I may have just read Breaking Bad as I was trying to search a...
There's just no way you didn't just say it. You literally said Breaking Bad.
Did I? Damn. Anyway, this is him. This is Michael Sheen.
Let's see. I have no idea who that is.
Breaking Dawn.
Oh, no. Never heard of it.
I think you... I said Breaking Dawn, right?
No, you did. You did not say Breaking Dawn. Unless you did, in which case I am going crazy. I was so eager to connect that I completely blew it.
I wonder if you'd recognize him if I looked up and we found like one of his actual characters. I wonder if you'd recognize him.
No shot.
You know?
He has pretty like, from the picture you showed me, he has pretty recognizable like eyes, like a pair of eyes.
See, here he is as Lucien in Underworld.
Never seen that.
God, those movies are so good, man.
Never seen that. He's a very forward forehead, sunken in eyes. Cast a lot of shadow. It's a pretty unique look.
He's in Alice in Wonderland. I did not realize that.
Oh, he's as who, dude? The Mad Hatter?
I don't know.
Cat?
I have no. I don't know, man.
You ever read The Carpenter and the Walrus?
No.
Okay. Just swinging a miss there. That's. You know, I don't even know if it was actually like something you read. It might have just been a cartoon. And by cartoon, I'm pretty sure it was a part of Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Yeah. No. I have no idea.
I was just throwing something out there.
Okay. Anyway, it was just a good movie. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Wait, which one?
I'm talking about Passengers. Okay. Oh, I love Tron Legacy. Very good movie as well that he's also in.
Any other movies that he's in that are good?
Underworld.
Damn.
And the Underworld Origin movie.
You're just a fan. You're just a super fan.
Apparently, I do like a lot of movies.
Every time this guy shows up, it's a hit.
I mean, I also was a Twilight guy. I mean, I was dating my wife and also worked at a movie theater when it came out. And it was just, the Twilight series was a fun series to go watch in theaters.
Pretty huge.
Yeah.
Did you have to clean up a lot of popcorn after those or no?
Dude, after every movie, man. There was never not a movie where you didn't have to clean up a lot of shit.
Really? There wasn't like a certain fan base that was like more respectable?
No, there was always at least someone that was disrespectful in every single one.
Well, to be fair, we've discussed this on the podcast before. It's not always
sometimes accidents happen too.
I've spilled my fair share of popcorns on accident. It's not even a rare thing for me to do, honestly. I've spilled a lot of fucking popcorn in my life, both on the 4D movie, which I've told before, just setting my popcorn down in a chair and like the chair popped up and like, yeah, I fucked up a lot. And I've taken people's seats and done that too. The taking the seat was on purpose, but the popcorn was not. But it pretty much ruined, they didn't want their seat back after that. I told that one on this podcast.
Yeah, you did.
I literally didn't. I still think I'm barely at fault. I am at fault, but it's an empty theater. What are the odds I take the only other person's seat in the theater? 0% in my mind, but it happened. So I barely blame myself on that. But I can't think of an example in my life of an unexpected problem, was the title. I got nothing for that.
I have a random question. Would you want to play Dragon Ball FighterZ while you're here?
For what?
Just to fight.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
I guess, maybe.
Is it better if I say it's for a video?
It just would make like a little more sense. Like, I'm not sure where that came from, you know?
I just saw Diddy launch fighters and I know that's for a video. It's gotta be.
He's probably doing like, what do you think? Let's try to snipe him here. What do you think he's doing?
He's definitely doing Dragon Ball FighterZ builds my team in Dragon Ball Legends.
Okay. You think that's what he's doing? So how would he go about doing that? The random select?
I don't know.
Fight on fighters, fight on legends.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like if he wins with that character, he gets to use it in Legends, maybe.
Okay, I'm asking mostly because I want to see if we are able to snipe this. Obviously, this podcast is going to come out probably way later than this video, so we'll snoop through his channel. We'll see if he uploads it, and then maybe we could put it up here, like just on the screen, like maybe a little Diddy Sauce docs, you know.
Anything else you want to add before we actually dive into today's episode? The Prince fights back. Never mind, he killed that so fast. He's now playing Call of Duty. Isn't that funny as hell?
Damn, bro got hit with a combo and said, not today.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I mentioned it when he popped up.
No, I've seen him on Call of Duty a lot. Hold on. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I was on your setup and he invited you to play Call of Duty by accident.
Not by accident. He's been trying to get me on there.
Oh, that's probably why.
My guess is by the time you're gone and I've got like free time to play games again, he's going to be like done with that game. But I don't even care because you know what game I want to play?
Go ahead.
NCAA football 25.
God, dude, you've been hard focused on this college football game.
Yeah, but I also want to produce a lot of podcasts with you because you're all
I've seen on this college football game is the career mode. I literally, the only thing I've seen, this could even be fake for all I know because it looked fake, but it was like a moment where a girl texts you if you want to go out to a party. This is my career. And it's just like, hey, I'm going to a party. Do you want to come with me? And then it's like, no. Yes, play it cool, and yes, play it eager. And the guy selected eager, and he sent like 9 paragraphs. Like, oh my god, I've always thought you were so hot. I just want to go out to. I can't believe you invited me. I'm sweating right now. This is gonna be so awesome. And then he got blocked. And that alone was like, damn, I really want to play the My Career in this mode. Have you ever played any of the 2K My Careers?
Not in a long time.
They are the corniest shit of all time, especially if you play as a white person. It's just so funny because. I don't remember which 2K specifically it was, But one of the 2Ks, you literally are like born into a black family, but nobody comments on the fact that if you're a white guy, that you're obviously adopted or some other thing must have happened. I always thought it was the funny shit. Like, it's just like my white guy that I scan my face in. So he looks like me. So it looks stupid already. And he's like, hey, dad. Hey, mom. Hey, sister. I think he had a sister. And I'm just like, obviously, it's the most out of place thing. I'm like, is anybody going to address that I'm obviously adopted? I don't know. It was so fucking hilarious to me. And then, of course, you can never forget iconic characters like you have your best friend who I can't even remember his fucking rapper name, but he was a trash rapper. It was like V Vaughn or maybe VJ on the beat. I love corny My Career Modes. He was basically like an up and coming rapper friend.
Okay.
That was like your friend before you started playing basketball. And he really wanted you to promote him and like you to bail him out and you to get him in all these parties. He was a leech, dude. And eventually, I think he dies in a car accident in the game.
Like, what the fuck?
Year one of your career. So he does nothing. He leeches. He produces terrible fucking songs. If you want to talk about something, bro, I need to look this up because I need to look up my career.
I have a bridge back to 2K. Dragon Ball, but I'll wait.
Yeah, until I need this.
I guess I'm just like so interested in playing because it's been forever. The last one we got was 2012, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I think. And on top of that, like, I'm just so excited for like football season. By the time this is out, we're in the middle of football season and it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. I might try and go to a couple. You know what I really want to get tickets and go see?
What's that?
LeBron. I want to see him play before he retires, especially now that it's his son and him on the same team.
That is going to be pretty cool.
I just want to say that I got to be there and see that like in person.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be pretty
cool. You just went to a basketball game?
I did. I love watching basketball games. It's honestly a lot of fun to watch in real life. But mostly I think that because it's fun to like eat stadium food and shit and like buy merch. It's just a cool like experience. I think also it's just better because it's a smaller field than football.
Yeah, football, dude, if you football. Don't get super close tickets, like it really is just better to be at home.
Be at home and like eat good food.
And even when you are close, like
there's like
it's still hard to tell. Like you're still looking up at
60% of the time you're gonna be looking at the Jumbotron.
Yeah, because it is still hard to tell like what happened. Unless you one time we got tickets for free because my friends couldn't go. They're on the 50-yard line. 50-yard line tickets, row 4.
That's pretty close. And that's like ideal. I think being in the middle of the field is
middle ideal field for- is perfect for seeing everything that's going on and being row 4. I mean, like we were ground level with the field. Like it was great. It was definitely a much better experience than the couple times we went where we're like way up. And NBA games are AC regulated.
With AC. Yes. Yeah,
which you're not getting at a football game unless you're going to like a Dallas Cowboys game or something.
I would like it to be like
because the AT&T Stadium, I've been to it.
I would love to go.
Not for a game, but just in the stadium, and it's very nice in there.
I would love to go to a snow game. That would be so sick.
I joked to Truth that we should do that. Go to one of the Buffalo games.
It's sick. That's not even a joke.
And he didn't want to go.
That's just sick to me. I think that'd be awesome. Obviously, I've been to a few New York Jets games in my life, but only when they're playing the Miami Dolphins, like something in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Like so actually Miami Dolphins or Jaguars.
I think it's so hot in Florida.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty hot. Yeah. But it's cool to see the Jets play. I'm still hoping the 1 in 100 chance that they do make it to a Super Bowl within my lifetime that I will be going.
I've not been checking in on them. Is Rodgers good? Is Rodgers going to be good?
You know, my interest in football is almost exclusively like season on. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
Off season. Anything other than Hard Knocks. I'll watch Hard Knocks, but so I actually have no idea if he's fully recovered. I think he did though. I think he was almost fully recovered before the end of the season. Honestly,
New York Jets QB Aaron Rodgers is headed towards MVP caliber season.
Okay, let's not gas it up too much, guys. His season highlights last year were literally carrying an American flag, and it's over. Bro, I fucking hate the New York Jets, bro. You know what? Let me just pick my teeth on the podcast real quick, bro, because why does Mark Sanchez get so much fucking hate from the Jets community? I will never understand it. We got to two AFC championship games. Two with Mark Sanchez, and he did pretty good in those games. I remember I watched. Now, did he have some funny lowlights? The butt fumble? Yes. But everybody makes mistakes, bro. Everybody makes mistakes. But are we just not going to address the fact that two AFC championships on the New York Jets is we beat the New England Patriots, I'm pretty sure, 1 year to do that. Not, I don't think it was in that game, obviously, but like on the road to it. Where's the respect? I hate when people just like are blind to shit for like recency bias. Like, but also I think genuinely nostalgia plays a factor because I'm like Rex Ryan as the coach, Mark Sanchez quarterback. You know, they had a Revis still on a cornerback. So it was a pretty all-star team, honestly. But anyway, New York Jets. When are we just going to start the football podcast?
Okay, dude, I'm down. Let's go.
Hey, during the season, we take an off-season break. We come back during the season. That's all I'm saying. We have plenty of topics, bro. Sports podcasts are how you do it. You just, I mean, there's never not enough topics.
You're not wrong. There's always something happening.
And then we could just like,
our podcast today could just be the fact that they reported on the fact that he's about to have an MVP caliber season.
Like that would be a whole 10-minute sequence. Like, are we really, is this hype? Is this overhyped or factually based? I would say overhyped. I mean, I would hope so, right? Like he can deny COVID all he wants. He can be as conservative as he wants, but damn, that man can throw a football. I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding. But if he wins the Super Bowl for the Jets, that's actually how I feel. I don't believe that. Now, I'm fully letting you guys know my switch up would be legend if he wins the Super Bowl for the Jets. Nando, I promise you.
All right. Third down conversion with Nando and Dotto.
That's the podcast name?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Third down conversion. Okay. We did this in a former podcast. Let's take 3 minutes. Let's do a meeting. Let's come up with a better name than that.
Okay.
Is moving the chains already?
Ooh, moving the chains.
What about moving the goalpost?
I kind of like that one too.
I'm sure those are both taken, surely. So let's ice those for now. How about, I was going to say Hail Mary, but that's kind of basic and lame. Flea flicker, kind of boring. Not sure how you'd brand that.
That moving the goalposts is not really, ain't nobody really done anything with that.
That's good. What about, and in the comments, feel free to leave some sports podcast titles. Specifically football, I think, is where we want to narrow this one down.
The locker room.
Okay, that's pretty.
It's definitely been taken.
That probably has
multiple been times.
What about the sauna room? What about, I'm running pretty low on ideas here.
The fifth down.
Fifth down? Okay, so fifth element. fifth sense. What was sixth sense? The sixth down. I see dead people. Little movie reference. Maybe it's a half movie.
Let me bring this back. Let me bring it back.
What?
Random text real quick from my buddy.
Okay.
I watched the fight between Broly and Gogeta again. Man, I don't think it just ever gets better than that.
He texted you just now?
Yes. Out of nowhere.
It is pretty good.
Out of nowhere.
It is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Now, granted, does he know that the Dragon Ball community believes that Battle of Gods is the all-time better movie and that he should not think that way? Like, have you told him that, like, right now?
I've not. Do you want me to tell him?
Yeah, if you could. I think it's just better to try to spare him before he, the comments get to him.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm sitting here right now with Dada. We're actually filming the podcast, and Dada wants me to let you know that the entire Dragon Ball fandom believes that Battle of Gods is a superior movie in every way possible. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that and see your stance on it.
Ask him for his take.
And also would love your take on Battle of Gods versus the Broly film or just Battle of Gods in general.
Yeah.
And have you watched it recently? Because I think it's important that you have a recent viewing of it too.
This is a long voice note.
So anyway, I'll bounce out after that, but let us know.
Well, tell him you love him. Just tell him you love him, Nano. I mean, come on, I mean, is that like, come on.
It's going to be so interesting if he's like, dude, yeah, Battle of Gods like is way better.
I don't think he would.
He's not going to, by the way. He's not. No, he's.
You have a read on him?
There's no way he thinks Battle of Gods is better than Broly. He and I are both in agreement that Broly is better than anything Dragon Ball's ever done.
Okay. All right.
Not ever done, but.
Well, is it better than these episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how can you say that? We haven't even talked about them for 30 minutes on a Dragon Ball Z podcast. I think we should do that first. And then I think you should.
Why did you let us talk that long about all those things, man?
Well, because most of it was passengers talk, and then I wanted to talk about the New York Jets and
so
go to a
what you don't understand is that he walked by her pod. And then he decided to look into her bio.
No, dude. I don't care about pods unless they're saying pods. I don't care about her unless that's Bulma. And she's being weirdly sexualized for the 80th time in the series. Can we talk about that maybe? Or like, are we just going to avoid that topic again, dude?
So anyway, Aurora is a really...
No, dude. I don't care about Aurora. I don't... Was there a connection there that I could have possibly done to Dragon Ball?
I don't think so.
A roar of a passionate fighter.
Okay, real talk though. Are you excited for BioShock 4?
Dude, it's 30 minutes in the podcast. What are we talking about BioShock 4, dude? And is that confirmed?
Yeah. No, it is happening.
What is it?
We don't.
Conceptually.
Presumably it's going to be something based in Antarctica. They've done it underwater. They've done in the sky. So now I guess they're going to
I've recently been playing through
area.
BioShock.
Don't play.
What? I've recently been playing through BioShock 1 again. So that's what I've been doing.
I forgot to mention the part where Battle of Gods is the best Dragon Ball movie ever, followed closely by Broly. He's trolling me.
Nah, he's not trolling. I mean, that's his real belief. We just have another...
I lost a friend today.
We have another Battle of Gods supporter in the world.
You said a Will Ferrell. Battle of Mid, man.
Wow, dude. And now that your friend is a Battle of God supporter, now you're insulting it to him too. You just can't get enough. Is this how you get your sick kicks? I like how even when we talked about passengers and football for 32 minutes, mm-hmm. we still found time to kick Battle of Gods just so that there's probably, I mean, everybody's already unsubscribed. They unsubscribed.
Yeah, we've lost so many people.
They've unsubscribed weeks ago. I bet we're recording this to nobody right now. They've already left. We just don't know it yet. And we're sorry, dude. We are truly sorry. That was childish of us, and we won't do it again.
Anyway.
Okay. I thought he was going to do it again, but.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Thank you. Because, well, I'm really glad that you won't.
I have no reason to bring that back up. I've said my piece.
All right. Thanks. And then we can just move on.
So, yeah. The Prince Fights Back, something he doesn't do in Battle of Gods, is the 14th episode of the Namek Saga and the 49th overall episode in the Uncut Dragon Ball Z series. This episode first aired in Japan on May 23rd of 1990. It's the original American... Its original American air date was September 6th, 2005. September 6th, that is one of my best friend's birthdays.
Oh my God, another birthday? How many friends do you have?
Hey man.
So many birthdays, bro.
Few friends, you know?
All right, well, original Japanese title, or you already said it?
The original Japanese title for this was The Doria Dies by Explosion, Vegeta's Fearsome Shockwave.
Okay, so another classic Japanese spoiler title, but yes, the Doria does die in this episode.
Bakushi the Doria. Vegeta no Asurobaki Shogekia? This one.
I'm not good enough at Japanese.
Damn it, Dotto.
I don't know. I mean, my bad, man.
Instead of damn it, Daniel. Or not damn Daniel. Damn, Dotto.
Is that where this podcast is sunk to? That we're referencing damn Daniel now?
I saw a meme the other day about it.
From who?
Just today.
Where? Facebook?
No, actually, it was on Twitter, but let's be real. Twitter's low-key turning into, like, Facebook-level shits, but...
But that, like, damn Daniel?
Was it
ironic in nature?
Yeah. Okay, it was a Daniel meme mixed with a Karen meme.
That sounds hilarious, dude. That sounds fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
All right, that's fucking awesome.
It was something about, like, Daniel's in 2016... versus Karen's in 2020 or something like that. I don't know, dude.
That sounds fucking awesome, dude.
And I was like, I forgot that was a thing.
Did you like retweet and follow?
No. Like, I don't even know why I get on that app anymore, to be honest.
Well, you are liking my tweets, right? All of them?
I don't see that many of your tweets. We've had, like, they are not showing up on my feed.
Do you have me muted?
Do you have blue?
Yeah.
Damn, you should definitely be showing up then. You're paying for that shit.
I can't reply to that. I am paying for it. To be honest, okay, here's my... I definitely do have to cancel it because I definitely just wanted, well, one, let me be completely transparent here. It pays enough that I'm not really paying for it.
Oh, okay.
It's paying for itself and then a little extra.
Okay.
Not enough that I should keep it because it's not that much and whatever. Honestly, it's not. But I thought if it's going to pay for itself anyway and give me access to that money anyway, why would I not just take the free edit button? The edit button doesn't fucking work anywhere, dude. It literally does nothing for me. I'll mistype. Okay. I know everybody's joking, but when I typo in a tweet and then every reply is like typo, ha, instead, it would be fine if they went typo, ha, but now addressing what you actually said. But everybody just goes typo, ha, and I lose it, dude. I'm just like, oh God, like everything. Like I shouldn't have written anything. Because now
I sometimes delete tweets if I typoed and I do not retweet it again.
Because it's just like after you miss once, I mean.
And then the people at you, like
we
as a snapper, it's just a separate at and be like, yo, what happened to the tweet? Like
I typoed.
Yeah, I typoed and I'm not fixing shit, bro.
I have to move on. That's the old me. Old me did that shit. I'm moving on.
The Doria scours the area trying to locate Krillin, Gohan, and Dende. However, he begins to run out of patience as they continue to hide, so he just fires a massive beam.
Are these the major events?
I just started off with a summary.
How about we just skip to the major?
Just to bridge us back.
That was a...
Bulma is excited to hear that Goku is on his way.
Okay, so the team does figure that out, yeah.
So
was that the only major event? Yeah, you brought this up in the episode. I guess I was not even joking earlier. Nano brought up that... he's realized that Bulma is kind of the fan service element of the show more than he remembered.
Way more than I remembered. Look how good that looks when he's firing that beam down to like the center.
Classic DBZ meathead moment. You said, look how good this looks. And I was like, is he really going to show me a picture of Bulma? It was Dodoria firing the beam. He said, wow, look at this.
Major events. Vegeta kills Dodoria. Battles. Vegeta versus Dodoria.
Yeah, it was a lot of talking. I will say, badass moment of the week. Put the official Angry Joe seal on there. Vegeta gives over his scouter to Dodoria because he asked for it. Because the Frieza race, apparently, not Frieza race, the Frieza force. Apparently a very poverty force. They are all out of scouters on the entire planet with their entire reservoir right now.
And very reliant on them. They're their communication devices.
Yes.
They're how they can sense other energy. Like they're very reliant on
scouters, no army, basically.
Yeah,
and they are fresh out. Vegeta has the only working one on the planet, as confirmed by Dodoria, and so
throws it down.
Yep,
here you go, Dodoria.
Yep, crushes it with his foot. That was sick.
I don't need any more.
He can sense power now. Granted,
one of the many things I learned from going to Earth is that I can now sense power levels.
Granted, later on in the episode 2 of this one, he is very clear that he was like, damn.
Still kind of just getting this down.
It's kind of fun. Is that, I don't know if this is the only time in Dragon Ball, or honestly, this rarely happens in anime, but he did that purely showboating. And then he's like, damn, I kind of showboated a little too hard. I might have still needed that. I don't really have, he doesn't have the energy sensing thing down 100%. He's still working on it.
Yeah.
I really like that. I feel like it makes it more like real. Like in the moment, he was so like, I just want to send a message. You know, I can sense energy a little bit. So let me flex on this guy. I can afford to break a scouter. And that makes it all the better. All the better. So classic Vegeta moment in this episode.
Yep.
And then he also gets a beam kill on Dodoria.
Well, hang on. Let's not go straight to that.
Okay. What do we have in front of him?
Because he does appear behind Dodoria after a bunch of beams from Dodoria.
Speed diff.
Yeah. And so Vegeta appears behind him, grabs his arms, is about to like rip his arms off. I was kind of excited about that. And then that doesn't happen because Dodoria's like, what if I told you I had some info on Planet Vegeta? And Vegeta's like, who cares, man? It's been forever. And then curiosity, you know, caught the cat. So it is what it is. And he let him go. And that's where we find out that Frieza destroyed Planet Vegeta.
Yeah, we know for sure now. Frieza feared... not really any particular Saiyan, but just like, you know,
them
if
as a
all
whole.
The Saiyans
yeah.
happen to
go great ape
and they would look overrun. At them all at the same time. And yeah. you know, so better to get rid of them now than
yep.
risk that in the future.
Quite to plan it out.
Although being fair to Frieza, Vegeta great ape. I've said this many, many times. It's mostly a reaction Well, I've probably brought it over the podcast. Maybe I could get my wires crossed here, but there's a lot of people that talk shit to Vegeta that just shouldn't because of Grade 8.
Yeah.
So I kind of get the Grade 8 fear, because if Vegeta and maybe like five other Vegeta level warriors go Grade 8, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad for Frieza. So overall, I agree with his take to kill the entire planet and the people.
So the other thing too that happens in this, which I just showed Dotto a picture of Bulma in a bath, is Bulma talking to her father and finding out that Goku is on the way and he's going to be there in 6 days.
Yeah. And that was because she also, the fan service you're talking about where is she stands up. She drops the phone for some reason. Water resistant phone. Shout out Caps Corp.
Yep.
And she's only covered with bubbles. And that's the entire shot.
That's it. Literally. Just bubbles covering up everything.
So yeah, they are doing a little bit of fan service with Bulma there. I don't think it's any different necessarily from the manga, but in today's anime world, it would be like, honestly, are you going to the manga?
Let's go to the source.
He's going straight to the source, guys. He has the manga here on set. He's opening the page. Cause they do show Bulma naked multiple times in the manga, but Dragon Ball. I'm just saying this off my limited knowledge of the Dragon Ball manga here, but.
Do they really?
Yeah.
But completely
like,
naked?
Like early Dragon Ball, like when she's still a kid, technically.
Okay.
Well, I'm just giving you the answers, man.
Oh, snap. There's the three Namekians stanced up.
Dude, that's a good panel, man. There were some strong warriors. I'll never forget them.
There's the Doria killing them.
Okay, we're still going through the source here. Guys, give us some time. This is a new feature here on the Key Moments podcast.
There's Vegeta stomping out the scouter. That might... Surely she finds out they're on the way, right?
Maybe.
Surely that's canon. Well, or that's
well, keep scrolling, man. Where are you?
Hang on. I'm going back. You know what? There's a possibility that is not. That is made up.
What if you just scroll a little further beyond?
Maybe. I just didn't want to go too far and see stuff that I hadn't seen yet.
Maybe it's one of those things where like she just tells them that her father called.
Oh, that's a good point.
It could be something like that, you know. So you might just have to look for like that first panel where they meet up and discuss stuff.
Yep. Good point.
Yeah. Because the anime, that would have been a perfect anime moment. Like, we can just add that. And it's technically not filler, but it will eat up some time.
I got a great message from my dad just now.
Oh, here it is. Yep. Exact predicament here.
Yep. Yeah.
Check the page before that. Make sure we're not missing anything.
Donald's trying to see Bulma in a bathtub in the manga, bro.
You're the one over the book, man. You're intently looking at it. I'm trying to see the facts.
Come on, man. There's nothing here.
Please.
There's nothing here.
It's empty. These pages are blank.
Ah!
These pages are blank.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't look like the manga decided to do any type of fan service here with that. It just...
No, it's pretty locked in on just the beams.
All right, so let's talk about... I mean, that's pretty much the episode.
Dodoria dies. It's a lot. Honestly, it's a lot of Dodoria and Vegeta talking.
Talking and like...
And just, then finally just killing him.
Yeah.
And then he's off. Oh, Dodoria does mention, though, we kind of forgot this. Dodoria doxes Krillin and Gohan.
Yes, Dodoria is the one that...
He says, I get it now. Those Earthlings, they were Earthlings I was chasing before. And Vegeta goes, oh, fuck. Are they here? Nah. But maybe? So it's the cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. In the manga, differences from the manga, as always, shout out to the wiki. In the manga, Bulma informs Gohan and Krillin that Goku is on the way.
Damn.
And will arrive in 6 days. In the anime, we get to see Bulma talking to her father whilst in the bath in the capsule house where she learns of this news first before telling Gohan and Krillin. Goku getting his lunch together on the spaceship, exclusive to the anime. Flashback showing the Saiyans rampaging on another planet is exclusive to the anime.
If we just read that first differences from the manga, we could have cut our whole investigation.
Yeah, we could have. Although Vegeta hears from Dodoria the truth about his Saiyan home planet's destruction and becomes surprised, it is possible that he had an idea that this event took place prior, as he had a conversation with Nappa and Raditz to that extent. However, Dodoria confirmed that this truly did take place and that Frieza was responsible, erasing all other possibilities and finally confirming the truth to Vegeta, which he had suspected all along. I'm trying to read too fast. In the ocean dub, when Zarbon's scouter breaks, Dodoria says, Zarbon, what was that? But in the flashback Dodoria has while he encounters Vegeta, he says, what was that, Zarbon? What?
The wiki's keeping real close tabs on this.
When Vegeta lets Dodoria's arms go, the yellow back of Vegeta's battle armor is not colored for one frame. This was the last episode to be dubbed by Creative Products Corporation in the Philippines. After this episode, the series will be broadcast in Taglish and later in Tagalog.
Okay. It's kind of an interesting fact. I like that the wiki has facts on there for maybe not just, you know, American fans or English.
One of the wiki's highlight images.
Yeah, it's the Bulma standing up in the bathtub. So the wiki liked it. We see you, wiki. We see you.
All right, so looking to rate this episode before we go on to episode 50. Let's just guys, rate it real quick. We made it to episode 50. Dotto, how you feeling?
Pretty generic episode. We do get... but the thing is, the scale of episodes is so much higher now that the scale is starting to weigh off. So am I just giving my score?
We can go on 3, 2, 1.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
3, 2, 1, 7. 9.
Whoa, what the fuck? That threw me for a whole loop.
Nah, I enjoyed all that. Wow. The Vegeta was on screen doing some cool stuff, man.
Okay, then we are locked in, I guess, because I'm giving it a 7. I'm trying to be fair. I do think the overall, I was still locked in the entire time, but, you know, was it as good as the last two? Probably not.
It's better.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, I'll take it. The average is going up overall, so I'm sitting here happy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
No, it's too late. You already 7. Said nope, nope, nope. You locked it in. Key moments. If key moments Twitter guy, if he says Dunn's deal, deal's done.
Dunn's deal, deal's done. Got it.
Yep.
7 All right. 10. So that brings us to episode 50, an unexpected problem, which we just talked about a lot.
Yeah, we did.
That took up.
But mostly through the use of movies that are kind of like it. This one's mostly about. The unexpected problem, by the way, spoilers,
is not anything to do with anything on Namek.
Anything on Namek. Goku collides with a small meteor, punctures a little hole in his ship. Coincidentally, it's just a nice square tile.
Yeah.
Plenty of square tile replacement with space.
Dr. Briefs being like the Chad that he is, packed a spacesuit that was already fitted for Goku.
Yep.
And everything he would need to replace any of the tiles outside on the exterior of the ship.
Yeah. No, he saw all of this coming. This was all a very possible
thing. Did you just say this? But it changed the trajectory of the ship.
I did not say that. It did change its trajectory.
So not only does Goku have to fix it so it doesn't malfunction, but also he's been flying for a solid minute now and then it completely incorrect direction.
Yeah, he's been the path is this way, going straight, and he's curved off right.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, you know, so bad. Dr. Brief says so himself. He's like, not too bad. Let me just get you right on the... You're flying into his son, bro. You've got about 5 minutes to fix this. He does fix it, but he steps in a whole chunk of space glue.
Yep. So he's stuck outside the spaceship in this space glue. Then steps his other foot
into more
on the tubes of space glue, which they do just call space glue, as he is headed towards a sun. And I made a joke in our reaction to Dotto before he even went out there. Like, dude, you can just go out there and do Kamehameha and then... He's good.
He's fixed. He's saved.
He really does do a Kamehameha.
He literally fixes the problem by shooting the sun with a beam.
Not once. Because it wasn't enough. It wasn't a big enough Kamehameha. But twice, because he has to do a Kamehameha a second time to fix his trajectory.
Yeah. It's a little repetitive, honestly. I'm not sure why they made him do it twice instead of just making the first one
raising
take longer.
The stakes.
I guess so, because he does do a bigger beam the second time. He says full power. And it's also used as, I guess, a mini checkpoint for his progress. He says, like, oh, man, my training's paying off already. Didn't seem that impressive to me. In fact, he didn't even use Kaioken. So this
sun, you thought he was going to do Kaioken.
I thought so, man. I thought they were going to throw that in. Spacesuit Goku with Kaioken. I'll see you in Sparking Zero. But no, unfortunately not. But that being
space
said.
Spacesuit Goku kind of fire.
It is kind of cool. I mean, it's a really cool, like, art that he drew.
The other aspect of this episode.
I completely forgot.
Is Vegeta being able to sense, he can somewhat sense energy now.
Yes, this is where he admits like.
Gohan and Krillin can suppress theirs. However, they are currently protecting Dende who cannot. And so he is definitely sensing Dende's power.
This is a liability.
But as he gets there and Krillin and Gohan are like, screw it, we got to go. We're going to try to save Dende. We're going to go create a diversion. A massive fish jumps out of the water. And then now Vegeta thinks the energy he was sensing, the subtle energy he was sensing was that fish. Then he goes on. Well, then now Dende and Krillin and Gohan get back to Bulma's place, discover that she has, again, the transition in the last episode to Bulma where I was like, she's in like a full-on ass like bathroom right now. And then I remembered, oh yeah, this is Capsule Corp. This is Bulma. She can just toss a capsule and have a whole ass house with running water.
Yeah, bro. I mean, Capsule, this is honestly least impressive Capsule Corp feat at this point.
So they get back there that... Bulma can then inform them of all of that. And then also Vegeta moves on and ends up at an actual Namekian village where I'm just now reading. Guess what they called that beam thing that he used with his, because he points a gun.
Well, he does a finger gun. Yeah, he holds
guess what they
up
call
the
it? What? A Gallic beam.
Gallic beam? I like it. I do like the fact that he literally holds up a town of Namekians with his finger gun. Like, literally. And I also like, you know, all respect to Frieza. Clearly, he's familiar with the evil villain game. But Vegeta just has a certain way of going about it that I think is a little more direct and is a little easier to respect. Because the old guy, like Frieza, sees the old guy, needs the Dragon Ball from him, kills the people around him. Vegeta, next level top G shit, shoots at the old guy immediately.
and another Namekian has to jump in.
And then another Namekian jumps in to save him and dies. This puts a little more pressure on the old man's psyche. He thinks he just killed that guy because he should have died.
Yep.
So now he feels more guilty. But as he's thinking that, Vegeta's already pointing the gun again. So he's got to make a very split second call with guilt in his heart, a dead body at his feet. This is like some next level shit. This is how you close a deal.
It is.
My bet is the next time we see that village, they're all going to be dead.
Yeah, and he's going to have a Dragon Ball in his life.
Yeah, I don't think Vegeta's very much.
Because Vegeta's having a ball.
Yep. The next episode is him having a ball. So I think the next episode is going to just be torture porn all the way throughout. It's just going to be a very long-winded Vegeta kills a town of people.
All right, episode. So major events here are Goku avoids death when his spaceship changes course to a nearby star. Vegeta finds a Namekian village that Frieza or his men have not yet found. I guess that's also a key detail, is that this is a village that has not been touched by Frieza yet.
And this also makes
presumably me think, having a Dragon Ball.
Yeah, this does make me think, like, do all of the Namekians on the planet not know that Frieza is like running havoc yet? Like,
if they have no...
Is there no way to exchange news?
Think back on Earth before phones. Like, so what if something could be happening 10 miles away from us? We'd have no idea.
Yeah.
Just 10 miles.
I know, but like, dude, I thought the Namekians would have like some communication.
Yes, like they're like they can talk between their like
or like cell phones, like just or that. I'm getting a call. Antenna perks up.
Uh-huh. All right. So differences from the manga on this one, unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
Absolutely not.
Dende's confusion at the Dragon Team celebrating Goku's impending arrival in Namek is more pronounced in the anime. We've called out a few times that they just be excited about Goku showing up to places.
Dude, they literally, Krillin jumped for joy when he heard Goku would be there in 6 days.
Goku?
Goku? Oh my God, dude. I thought I was going to have to do this shit on my own, man. Thank you. But yeah, they are a big fan of Goku.
Goku's Maybe, trouble
it's
on
not
the spaceship.
As bad as Battle of Gods, though. Okay, go
no.
ahead.
Involving the damaged hull and the ship going off course and trajectory, blah, blah, blah. Anime only. Only shot of Goku from the manga here is his training with dumbbells. When Vegeta fires a beam at Suno, another Namekian jumps in the way to take the blast from him. This never happened in the manga. The scene cuts back to Gohan and company sensing the disturbance just after Vegeta sadistically mocks the elder for stating the former to have evil within him. Mm. Trivia here. Aquatic Namekian fauna that saves Krillin and Gohan from being discovered is called a fish by Vegeta, but Krillin refers to it as a well.
Well, I mean, that's whatever, man. Like, fish, it's pretty fish-esque. If you want to call it a fish. Oh, man, Nana's making a face. What happened?
In the original dub,
okay,
Goku fires his Kamehameha first at Kaioken times 10.
Damn.
And second at Kaioken times 20.
Jesus.
In the uncut version, however, he simply fires two regular Kamehameha waves.
My God, man. Well, that's honestly, that's gassing it up way too much. Way too much. Kaioken times 10, that sun should have fucking exploded.
Yeah.
That is gassing it up way too much.
They have one more piece here. I'll just name it. The name on Goku's spacesuit is Goku with an H at the end.
Yeah. Why?
I guess they just want to point that out.
Well, I do wonder why that is.
Dotto, let's rate this episode.
Okay.
In three. You ready?
Yeah.
Two, one, six.
Six. Yeah, I'll also do six.
Yeah. This definitely felt like a step down from the previous episode. And it was fine. I actually enjoyed the spaceship shenanigans.
I did too, for what it was worth. Just not like, I'm not gonna lie and say I was like, oh fuck, this is like the best thing ever. But it was entertaining enough. He's in space. He's got a cool little spacesuit on. He's firing beams at a sun.
Yeah, Namek saga so far is consistently,
as soon as they get to real Namek, man,
way more consistent with top tier than Saiyan saga was, for sure.
Yeah, as soon as we get to Namek, it's beams and fighting and mystery and intrigue. And damn, it's so good. As soon as we get to real Namek, you know.
You know what else is good and also real?
No.
It's this video right here.
Oh, wow.
There's a video right here.
These really sneak up on
that they can click on.
These really sneak up on you.
Audio, you hear the OST?
Yeah, I do. Audio listeners, we got to start thinking of a way to get you guys involved.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. Hit that like button, subscribe.
Thanks so much.
Follow all that stuff. Yep, we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.